What does summer taste like? Could you bottle it? Here at New Belgium Brewing Company, we've added Cascade hops and a hint of Kaffir lime to create our summer seasonal Skinny Dip. With a crisp flavor and citrus tones, it's the perfect finish to long summer days. Employee-owned, wind-powered, and committed to sustainability, New Belgium Brewing Company. Follow your folly. Ours is beer. Find your flavor online at newbelgium.com.
With additional support from Kuat Rax and Patagonia. This is The Shorts, and you're listening to The Dirtbag Diaries.
Underemployment, and there is an underemployment rate. It represents people who want a job but have given up looking, or those who have had to settle for part-time work.
Marathon runners know the race ends at 26.2 miles. Rock climbers can rest assured that every slab of granite has a summit. But for the unemployed seeking a job in this rank economy, there's just no telling where the finish line is. It could be a 2-week ordeal, a 2-month ordeal, or for me, a 2-year debacle that never seemed like it would end. For those self-sufficient souls who like to be in control of their own lives, being unemployed and searching for a job is a degrading and powerless experience. Selling yourself, pitching your skills and ability to others, begging for a job in a field you never wanted, using all the stupid buzzwords so computer programs searching for keywords will select your resume, it all just eats away at your self-respect. For 2 years, I sent out countless resumes, written in various formats that the so-called experts promised would get me noticed. It didn't. So I said, screw it. Sometimes you just have to forge your own path. Ignore the experts, discount all those articles you've read about resume tips, job-seeking protocol, and just say to hell with it. I decided to do it my way. When you've already discarded your dignity, what do you have left to lose? Ryan Nickum, BA in Political Science, 2002. University of Washington, Seattle, Washington. Dean's List, once. Skill summary. Ability to think outside the box. I refuse to be walled in. Result-oriented? Results are my orientation. Familiar with whatever it is that you do. Due to my status as a happily married man, you won't have to worry about me engaging in regrettable office romances. Quick to learn, like a supercomputer on steroids. Problem solving? Consider your problem solved, period. Computer skills. Microsoft Office, Razor's Edge, FIMS, Excellus, Adaptus, Sega Genesis, primarily Street Fighter II and Ms. Pac-Man. Georgian language, as in the Republic of Georgia. I will impress your clients and customers with a language spoken by only 5 million people in the entire world. It's way cooler than Spanish or Chinese. The Lewiston Morning Tribune, January 2001 through September 2001. Newspaper journalist, Lewiston, Idaho. While the name of the paper suggests otherwise, there is no other newspaper in Lewiston. There is no Evening Tribune, it's just a catchy name. Originally hired as an intern to cover the 2001 Washington State legislative session, I so impressed my superiors that they hired me to be a full-time reporter in Lewiston. I hadn't even graduated college yet. This should impress you. Wrote daily newspaper articles while covering city and county government, state and federal agencies, local congressional representatives, and the Nez Perce tribe. I also interviewed irate ranchers, rural cops proudly uncovering meth lab busts, and the nutty folks who attend city council hearings to rant about UFOs and government mind control. Following an interview with a congressman about Cuban trade policy, I was able to get in a few follow-up questions while we stood side by side at the urinal trough. That is thorough reporting. Thanks to my interview with a young girl and her prized donkey, I drew rave reviews from my superiors and the public. People stopped me on the street to tell me they loved my writing. They also loved my story about the miracle tree, a Christmas tree that was still green and decorated 6 months after Christmas. A classic. I retired after 8 months to return to the University of Washington. I thought not having a college degree would hinder my professional future. That turned out to be a mistake. Community Health Plan of Washington, February 2010 to the present. Office temp, Seattle, Washington. Data entry, I enter the correct data. I populate the correct fields with the requisite data. Met and exceeded all goals that were assigned to me. Received the occasional compliment from superiors. I secretly cherish the acknowledgement. My sense of self-worth is shaped by my ability to please others. It's a fault you could exploit if you employed me. United States Peace Corps, June 2006 through July 2008. English teacher and teacher trainer, Baghdati, Republic of Georgia. Taught English in grades 3 through 12 in a rural school in the Republic of Georgia. Trained teachers in Western teaching methodology in a rural school. Did not participate in the twisting of students' ears as punishment. Narrowly missed the invading Russian army by 2 weeks. I regret that they razed and pillaged the village I did my training in. I was an influential force of good in Georgia, but I'm particularly proud of rescuing a street mutt from the mean streets of Baghdati and bringing her back to America where she can live out her days in freedom. Some people call me a hero. I do not argue with them. The Law Offices of George C. Nickham, Jr., November 2008 to January 2010. Investigator, legal researcher, process server, Bainbridge Island, Washington. You may have noticed the last name of the attorney is the same as mine. That's because he's my dad. My mom is his secretary. We keep it in the family. Attorney-client privilege keeps me from discussing the specifics, but I can say that if you cross my dad's client, you can expect me arriving at your door with a summons. If I have to pretend to be some schmuck looking for his lost dog in order to get you to answer the door, I will do it. I will camp out in the front of your house in my car and wait for you to come home from work. I have crossword puzzles to ward off boredom. I can stay all night if necessary. I will search through court records to find evidence of your prior convictions for methamphetamine possession and prostitution to bolster our case. George C. Nickham, attorney at law, will not be defeated. The Seattle Foundation, September 2008 to December 2009. Administrative Assistant, Seattle, Washington, temporary. Evaluated and performed due diligence on nonprofit organizations on behalf of donors. Rich people like to give their money to organizations that don't frivolously waste their money on administrative overhead. I checked their tax records to ensure they did something besides fundraise. I was pretty good at it. Had I known the economy was about to nosedive, I would have applied for the permanent position. I could have had health insurance. My desk was near a window. There was light and I could see things from said window. My coworkers were interesting people. There were often free sandwiches in the break room. I still kick myself for not applying for that position. I would regret it less if you gave me a job. The New Orleans Creole Restaurant, August 2003 through October 2004. Bartender, server, bouncer. Seattle, Washington. Despite being only 5'9 and 170 pounds, I sometimes worked as a bouncer. Due to my incredible personal skills and calm demeanor, I was able to escort unruly customers out of the bar through gentle persuasion. This kept me from unleashing some serious whoop-ass on their drunk asses, as is a bouncer's legal right. Thanks to my high school Spanish classes, I was the translator between management and Spanish-speaking employees. Other employment. Certainly, you are now very impressed with just a sampling of my professional experience. Let it be known that I've also worked the following positions. Oyster farmer. No explanation necessary. Elderly caregiver. Anyone who has changed the diapers of the elderly will do whatever it takes to get the job done. When I was 19, I bussed tables for a busy steakhouse. Sadly, this was the high watermark for my income. Minimum wage plus $140 a night in tips is pretty good money. Carpenter. Remodeling houses, building fences, and a whole lot of post hole digging. Ditch digger, slightly less glamorous than carpentry. Tree hugger. I researched and produced an economic report detailing the economics of the federal timber program and used it to lobby congressional representatives on national forest use. References available when requested. Unemployment is a harsh wilderness. The terrain is disorienting and unforgiving. In capitalism, it's supposed to be survival of the fittest. But the truth is, in this economy teeming with qualified applicants, sometimes it's an odd trait you possess that sometimes gives you an advantage. When an ice age arrives, it's the fat, slow, amphibious walrus that finally catches his lucky break. My name is Ryan Nickum. I am no longer unemployed. I am the walrus, and this is my short. Cuckoo ka-choo.
This resume earned Ryan a job writing web copy at Tipper.com. Congrats. Although, I will miss our mid-morning conversations between my office window and your balcony. But I will take your Georgian street mutt for midday walks. Music today by Regina, Boy Eats Drum Machine, and The Glitch Mob. You can download the cuts at our site, dirtbagdiaries.com. Email your short submissions to dirtbagdiaries@earthlink.net. We like to see ideas in a short essay form. Thanks for all the support. We couldn't do this without the community. It's that time of year. New Belgium Brewing is rolling out its Tour de Fat, a celebration of bicycle culture and beer. Check online at newbelgium.com for a list of cities the tour will visit. I'm going to be there when it hits Seattle. Support for the show comes from Kuat Racks, makers of innovative bike racks to get you to your next cycling adventure. Check them out online at kuatracks.com. Additional support for the shorts comes from Patagonia. I'm Fitz Cahal, that was Ryan Nickum, and you've been listening to the Dirtbag Diaries.